I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
There was two. It was France. Now it's in Sweden. There's still two. And there's another guy here as well.
Hello. Hello.
Captain Seizure has returned.
Well, I haven't returned. I just sat here waiting.
First the Jedi return.
Like a dejected puppy.
No, the Mackay return.
I've just been going.
You got a puppy?
Yep.
What's it called?
Milo.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, no.
Yep, just about.
Milo like the cartoon?
Like Tintin.
Milo for me is a hot chocolate drink.
Is it? Cartoon. He was his dog, right?
Yeah.
So you're a Nazi.
But you...
We've already established that.
So Belgium won, and you took the most famous Belgian dog and named your dog after him.
Yep.
It's like, you know...
Who's? Tintin.
Tintin's dog.
It was called Snowy, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he was called Milo in Swedish.
Yeah. But so, what about... But you just complain about your cat kind of like costing you a fortune.
Yeah, yeah. No, this wasn't my decision.
And then you got a dog.
No? Yeah, cost me loads. Or us.
How much insurance do you pay?
It's 20 quid a month.
20 quid?
200 crowns.
20 crowns?
That's for the 200 crowns.
That's it?
200 crowns, so that's...
Yeah, but that's just for the insurance. Pounds. But as soon as he's ill, which he will be, knowing our luck...
That was one of the most topical jokes of all time. £3 is 20...
Oh, yeah.
Because of
well done.
The pound collapsing.
Oh.
Wow. Tough times.
So did you have a nice time then, boys?
The listeners know this already.
We've been up to date. Have you been listening to the pod?
I don't listen to the pod. You know that.
Well, that is...
Disgrace.
I'm not going to hold back. That's a fucking disgrace.
Yeah, it is a disgrace.
Because we were saying, we had subliminal messages.
Yeah.
Every episode, there was this quiz for you to work out what it all meant.
So, what do you think about number 12?
Number 12.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You're not listening. You listened to one, didn't you?
Yep.
And you didn't enjoy it.
You like that episode of Wild Album where awful. They just go, number nine.
Yeah.
That's your head.
That is,
that's your head. That's it, just all that happened.
They recorded my head for that.
Number nine is the amount of times you got raped as a child, and that just goes through your head.
Okay, we'll edit that bit out. So the Euros, Sweden are out of the Euros, and now Britain are fucked off as well.
Yeah.
Is that? Did you vote?
No, I can't vote.
I think you can vote.
I don't think I can.
I'm pretty sure you can. It's your fault that Brexit happened.
Yeah.
If you would have voted, it would just...
It would have been 53%.
Yeah. Because you get a million.
Well, what's wrong?
You get half a million votes.
Until I die.
Yeah, that's all they're going to be. They can't leave the place now.
So.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird for the league as well, if this does actually happen.
I think it would have no effect on the league, except for maybe the players earning some less money now, because the pound drop. I think it would be no effect on the league.
Well, the EU players...
Yeah, but I think they're going to do like Norway and Switzerland. They're not in the EU, but they have the same rules.
I just told you that in the Chinese restaurant.
What? But this is common knowledge.
When the person came over, brought me a coffee, I went, ni hao, and he went, fucking hell, don't do that.
No, I didn't do that. I was laughing.
He was embarrassed I could speak their language.
Was it the Swedish chap, though?
But he's not even Chinese, that fella. He's not even Chinese, the fella.
Yes, he is.
Nah, he's not.
He's cool.
So you think all the Asians look the same?
He doesn't.
No, he's Chinese.
He's half Vietnamese.
He's a middle-aged Cambodian. He's a middle-aged man from Sweden, right? The one who came in. He's called Bengt or something.
I said that. It's funny. It's really unfair. But I go more awkward when, like, a white dude I know says something like in Indian
foreign
restaurant,
language, yeah.
Like Indian restaurant, like Namaste, high five. You know, you don't have to
do
the high
racist.
Five. Yeah, that's right. But if you just say Namaste, I just feel more awkward. But like a white dude does, it's wrong. I know it's wrong. It's like if I go to Persian or say Salam or whatever, kind of I get away because they think, oh, maybe he's half. Yeah. Or something, sorry. But yeah. I know it's wrong, it's nothing to do with it, but I do the same, but I don't feel as stupid.
But in France, I said thank you, I didn't say...
Yeah, I say merci all the time.
Yeah, and that felt wrong.
No, I don't think so. They want you to say it.
They like, yeah, the French do like it when you...
But you're used to girls sort of saying merci, merci to me. To you.
Why would I say merci to the girls? Merci,
no,
don't
the
cut
girls
it off,
saying
don't
to
cut
you.
It off. Yeah, but I was saying merci.
God. Mercy side. Right, so we've had some second round games.
A Merseyside derby.
Yeah. Second round games. You've been watching, James? You've been busy man.
No, I've been watching.
It was second round games, but also
who's tickled your fancy?
Well, not up until last night, but I thought last night Belgium looked fantastic. I think Poland have got.
You put money on Poland?
£4? 50 crowns or something on them winning.
Wow.
But I've got like nine times money. Yeah.
Nine times money.
Come nine on. Times
the
money.
8 year old trying to
nine times out. Money.
It's like one of those school math things for a nine.
If I put 50 crowns, I might buy a transformer.
Will I win nine times more than I?
Yeah.
No, I thought Poland have looked like they've got, even though they didn't. I thought they've got potential. Disappointed in Croatia.
I think Croatia, you know those tournaments where you see the team play fantastic and then the next game they go out. I think they suffered a bit from that.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt
it was
well.
A poor game. It was a poor day of football.
Poor
actually.
Day of football. I mean, Switzerland, Poland.
I think Wales are going to struggle against Belgium.
Definitely. Poland was good the first half. Switzerland were good the second half to change, and then extra time was boring, and then the penalty. It was typical, a boring, tight game.
Fantastic goal.
It was. Shakira's goal was amazing. Wales, Northern Ireland, but most boring game in the tournament?
Yeah, one off.
It has
definitely.
To be. But still, it was a lot of stake for both teams. You can understand they're being tight. Croatia, Portugal, what everybody expecting so much of. Kind of boring 90 minutes, but the last 20 minutes was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel so sorry for Croatia. What a sucker punch. I mean, there was close so many times. Vida should have scored. Not should have scored, but it was really close twice and good efforts. And they still didn't win. And
I think he should have scored one of the headers.
The header when he kind of had a gaping goal, but it wasn't. We've seen a replay. It's not an easy header. You know, it's kind of high. Comes, jumps into it, but
it's a free header though.
It is a free header.
But Poland as well in their match, they missed some absolute sitters.
Yeah, but that's the way it went. So Poland advanced, Wales advanced, Portugal advanced a bit surprisingly.
Do you think they're just getting lucky, Portugal? Do you think they'll?
No, but
they've got. But it's Portugal, Poland in the next round.
They're not an easy side to beat, they've shown now. I think Portugal's problem before has been that they have one, two good strikers, but the team, you know, is not really cohesion. The cohesion's not great. Defence is not great. But they're difficult to beat. Okay, Hungary scored three times against them, but they still haven't lost. They draw.
You were in Portugal. What was the
vibe? Only the first two. Yeah, before I got sent home. They were a little bit disappointed. And I actually won a bet with the barman about.
You were betting with the barman.
Yeah.
Because
he was so confident about it.
If that's not a swingers' night out, what is?
He was so
flirting with. So
flirting. I was betting with him.
He was comfortable.
They were going to beat Iceland. He said, "If we can't beat Iceland, we shouldn't be there." And I said, "Iceland are going to be really difficult to beat." And I said, "I think it'll be a draw." And he bet me €5, and he paid up.
I'm not a betting man. But I bet on holiday you're a bit of a deviant. I bet you're into some really weird stuff.
Oh yeah, what happens in Portugal stays in Portugal. Everyone knows that.
Last night though, a lot of goals.
No, what about those games between that, wasn't there?
No.
Wait,
three games. Three games and then three more yesterday.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of this two tonight.
CJ.
Yeah.
Well, that missing day, it was a cracking day of football.
I think France, Republic of Ireland, you know, they took the lead, you thought, oh, it's going to happen. But France was too good.
Again, they're just flashes of brilliance from France, but yeah. it was attack against defence. After a while,
and
maybe it was great that they scored that goal. It's the earliest penalty.
Yeah, I was amazed when I heard that. That was apparently the earliest penalty in European history, European Championship history, yeah. Which is okay. It was second minute, but it feels like some game must have had. Oh, he just runs. Oh, 10 seconds. Yeah, exactly. But no, nothing.
But there was one in the World Cup. Was Holland, Germany, you know, the famous the Cruyff 74 final. I think that was in like the first minute, but that was a different tournament. But the
speaking of Germany,
but France could have 5-6-0. It really opened up.
I mean, yeah.
Was it a good thing that Ireland scored so early?
Well, it was a long, you know.
For me, it meant like I thought they went a bit deeper than they should.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, you know, Hungary. I thought Hungary had a go last night.
Yeah, a bit too many goals.
A bit too much.
But I mean, at least Hungary, still after 1-0, it looked like they might equalise. And if they would have equalised, it would have changed the game. They would have maybe sit back a bit more. But that Hungary side is an attacking, short passing possession team. I mean, even as Belgium had much more passes, much more possession against a team who likes to keep the ball as well. So they're impressed in that way that they really went out to play a special kind of football. And it got into this
4-0 was a bit harsh on them.
It was a bit harsh, but really...
But it was still 1-0 on 75 minutes.
Yeah, so when the second goal came, the floodgates opened.
Belgium were incredibly effective. I mean, Kiraly made a couple of great sets, so it could have even been more.
Yeah, I mean, when they showed the highlights from the first half, you realised how many chances they actually had.
But Hungary had a couple of chances as well.
But
if you look at the Germany game, where the scoreline was a 3-0, it was a way more dominating performance than Belgium's performance. It was actually one of the most boring games in the Championship, because you never believed Slovakia to get anything off that game. It was over after fucking 1-0. It was felt like, are they going to come back? Maybe. Penalty, missed it, like, maybe there's a chance. But it never looked that way. It was completely such a typical... We talked about that before. It doesn't matter who's the coach, doesn't matter the player. Germany always seemed to, in the Championship, play this way.
And the German guy that hates the, you know, crosses and stuff, played well. Draxler.
What is he? Cross... Oh, Draxler. Wow.
Yes.
I'm here all week.
Oh,
I couldn't even say it. I was that embarrassed.
And he played only because you got to see him instead of Götze.
Worse.
And he's Dracula because he's got no reflection. Got to see him.
Got to see, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
These need some work.
Okay. You look a bit with... commented on this. You look a bit like the German manager, actually.
Thank you.
Currently, do you sniff your fingers?
Yeah, always.
And the Germany right back who plays for Bayern Munich, he kind of reminds me of a South Korean dictator. You know, Kim Ish.
Right. I don't know. Okay, listeners, stay there. Don't press pause.
That's it. Don't stop.
Now we've got the next round is Poland, Portugal. We've got Wales, Belgium. Okay, I know you're expecting a joke here, but this is actually
It's actually happening.
And then tonight it's Italy, Spain, which should be a
I don't think it's going to be a cracker. I think that's going to be quite a drab match.
A drought match.
Drab match. I think it's going to be a draw in normal time. And I think Spain will go through, but I don't think it's going to be high scoring.
Yeah. I think it's going to be 3-1 Spain.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think England should. I feel confident that England will beat Iceland.
Yeah.
But
I think the fairy tale's over. I think Cinderella's going to get drowned.
How brilliant would it be if Iceland... What happens if Iceland wins? Hodgson gets sacked?
Well, he's doesn't his contract end?
I think he's deciding afterwards, but I don't think that's a problem. He won't retire. But someone that did retire late in the evening.
I told you I didn't retire. I'm here.
Messi.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, this, I really feel sorry for him, man. I mean, it's four finals.
And he's the, in your eyes, the greatest?
Yeah, in my eyes, the greatest player ever lived.
James?
Yeah, hard to disagree with that. It's at a shame, but he's only 29. At he least doesn't need to retire
this.
Now.
At least we can say this. He's the greatest club footballer ever lived. Because that's what you have to say now. People say that, oh, he didn't win the World Cup, he didn't win the blah, blah. You know what? Okay, fine. He's not the best international World Cup player, but that's every four years. I think it's absolutely unfair.
Has he won the Copa America?
No.
No.
There's four finals he's lost.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 94, I think last time they won a... Which is amazing, considering that they have had good player teams.
But why do you think he's chosen to retire now?
What do you think? Mean, I mean, he go... Listen, Argentina...
That's what I was asking.
No, but I think the reason
why you want my opinion after asking
Argentina played. They come far. They've been to four finals now with Messi. Yeah. He's the best player all the time. He gets praised during the tournament with some critique that I should do hat trick every game.
Yeah,
but he's still like, oh, he's the best player. Comes to the final, loses, and
misses
he gets
a penalty.
Yeah, he did. That's not good. But then he gets slaughtered.
Yeah,
he gets slaughtered for he them not enough. Winning. I just think, what's the point, man? You're the best player in the world. You play. You socks off every game. You never get substituted. You play 90 minutes. You're never kind of injured. And then when you don't have one, two, three good games or whatever, one good game, you get battered. I mean, it's annoying. I mean...
Great news for Barcelona. Won't be travelling and...
No, absolutely. But if you look at the Barcelona schedule and Ronaldo and Messi especially that way, that they get upset when they have to like rest against a Division 4 team in the Cup. They just play. His physique is great. He gets injured now and again, every player. But if you look at his career, but he's played a lot.
I think he'll be 31 at the next World Cup. It just sort of feels like, my God, he could at least do like a couple more.
I'm going to say this. I think he's going to turn it around and I think he'll come out of retirement and play one more tournament.
Yeah.
Mm. A World Cup, surely. I mean...
Yeah.
His best chance of winning was this, though. It's two past years.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't even have an international title. It's crazy, considering there have been so many finals and considering they've had such a good generation. It's not like Argentina's just Messi. I mean, it's...
No, I mean, this is what Messi. They sort of...
They don't clean up.
No, but it's in the same way they sort of say about Ibrahimovic and...
It's not the same
Ronaldo,
thing.
Ronaldo, but he's surrounded by... He's
exactly.
in a strong team.
So it's not the same thing.
Realistically...
That's Ronaldo's... why the pressure is higher on Messi than on Ronaldo and for Zlatan. Zlatan, I think, never the pressure was higher because he wasn't considered the best player of all time.
No.
But Ronaldo and Messi have been compared to that. And Ronaldo had his chance 2004 and maybe the chance is living now because... to beat Poland, they're in the semi-finals, and you know, anything can happen.
Yeah,
you've got your England shirt on, James.
I have. Well, a sort of, but that's because fan shirt.
I thought you were like half German.
I am.
So you've got a German on as well.
I've got half and half.
Do you have half and half German England? That would actually kind of make sense for James Savage.
There's a lot of Zlatan PSG Sweden.
A lot of PSG Sweden.
We actually saw one United top with Zlatan on as well.
Yeah.
Already starts. Apparently there's a medical this Friday.
He's going.
Be amazing. Yeah, if fails the medical.
Be amazing if he just had a U-turn.
Yeah.
And goes some.
You wouldn't completely put it past him, but...
No? Wouldn't?
Quite quiet on the transfer front. Mane.
Yeah.
Going to Liverpool. 30 million. A lot of dosh.
Hell of a lot. But, I mean, he's a good player, so...
Good, but he's not... He's not excellent. Liverpool need excellent. Mbolo's gone to Schalke. Hello?
Hello.
Mbolo gone to Schalke. Signed
it. Yeah, I think I'm happy he didn't go to one of the, like the Chelsea or City. We wouldn't have played anyway. I think it's a good choice for him. He'd probably get playing time in Schalke. They're good of.
Yeah.
German League is good. Not the top teams are good of taking young players in and letting them play. So, a bit of interesting talent, still young.
I read that West Ham had put a bid in for the Belgian
league. Well, yeah, we talk about that for months for the Micha Batshuayi.
Yeah.
I don't think I wouldn't surprise that he put. I mean, early in the summer, they said that we put a 30 million bid on a striker from France. And, you know, all these came up. Who could it be?
Fletcher.
Batshuayi was the one that, you know.
Yeah.
Or the one they're talking about. I like him a lot. And then he came in yesterday and scored. So I was happy.
did you get your predictions for England? Do you think they'll win tonight?
Yeah, I do think they'll win tonight. It would be fun for it to go to like extra time or something. Talk about him making a lot of changes again.
Yeah. Talk of Lallana being dropped for Lallana's Raheem.
Actually been very good.
That's what I thought. It was a bit harsh because I think he's been one of the more
biased Liverpool.
No, I think deluded. The other one who's been excellent is Dyer. He's been certainly in the last.
Dyer seems to be one of the first players on this
team sheet. With good.
And I don't think that he's got a... he doesn't have a natural replacement for him. They don't have any more, you know, pure defensive midfielders in that squad. So that's why he always plays him.
Yeah.
Especially in any formation. He picks either 4-4-2 or 4-4-3-3, and he's pivotal in both of them. So I don't see him resting Dyer at all. He's going to play every
he
game.
He has to play him.
Yeah.
He's going to play him 90 minutes.
Absolutely.
He's grown so much for in 1 year. And then that means that Dele Alli won't play if he plays Sturridge, Kane, and Raheem. Which I'm also not so sure about because he really likes Dele. So we'll see how he...
Dele?
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, no, but you don't know him that well. It's Dele. He actually really knows Dele Alli.
I've seen Dele Alli more than I've seen my mother lately. You know, just from tellies.
She doesn't play with Tottenham anymore? Where's she signed?
She signed for Woolwich Hampton.
Woolwich Hampton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Division 9 team.
Newly formed.
Yeah.
Okay. Huddersfield make a new signing. We've bought another German. We've got 6 Germans now. We've got 5 players over 6'5". We're gonna be playing it long, I think. We're gonna be playing header tennis. So Wagner Revolution and the Huddersfield Town team have been in Sweden 3-day camp.
Did they pay them?
No, they just had a 3-day camp in the woods.
They just went camping.
Yeah. Why did they come to Sweden?
That's Wagner's style.
It's Wagner, isn't it? Brings them here. They went to Ed.
Yeah. How do you think he is? Do you think he's like matey with the players, like bossy?
He's like Klopp. I bet, yeah. People love him. He's not deluded. I think Klopp.
No, he's not deluded. Klopp is actually really nice. You want your manager to be like Klopp. He's very good.
So are you optimistic?
But he plays the media, doesn't he?
Yeah, he plays the media.
Are you optimistic ahead of the next season?
No, we'll be top 10. We won't.
Have you told James he's playing Shrewsbury?
Yeah, we knew that.
Sent him the link.
Playing Liverpool as well.
It's going to be awkward.
Why?
It's just going to be. Because if Shrewsbury win, he's going to like trip down and do the
should have seen the draw. Did you hear the pod when we saw the draw for the Premier League? And... Don't tell me. Tottenham are away. Look at that. Chelsea, West Ham, Arsenal. Oh, my God. Just really lost his mind.
Was that me?
Yeah.
Pretty decent.
It was good. Not a bad impression.
But it wasn't a good intensity. You need more intensity.
That's what she said. So, let's have a mid-tournament prediction. Who's going to go on and win the tournament?
I'm going to go, genuine or outside bet?
Germany. Two finals, isn't
Germany,
it?
Then.
Germany.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe... No, I still think that France are going to stumble through. Home ground. But if watching the games now, the one that really stepped up, I think, was Germany. I didn't have them as favourite before the tournament, but fuck, they looked, difficult to beat. Great midfield, good defence. Kimmich has came in and beat. It's funny, they have Lahm, Bayern Munich. He retires. Another Bayern Munich player comes in. Looks the fucking same.
I tell you who looked good for France. The substitution, Kante, missing out because of the yellow card. Yeah. He'll miss the next match. And they brought on Conan. Yeah, I thought he looked amazing.
He's an attacking...
Yeah, I thought he looked great, though.
Yeah.
I think he
did just one stupid thing in the end. When they were just holding the ball, he should just go into a corner flag, and he dribbled, and everybody got ballistic. So, what the fuck are you... But he's young. He's very young. I already had this amazing career that he's played. He's been to all these clubs. He's still only on loan at Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
But option to buy from Juventus, who got it from PSG. I mean, it's just... It's one of those players that... You remember, Diarra? The one who played for first, he came to, I think, Arsenal.
Yeah.
Then he went to Chelsea.
And Portsmouth.
And Chelsea went to Portsmouth because he wanted to be starter all the time.
Yeah.
And then he went to Real Madrid. When he came to Real Madrid, he's already been a two big club.
Lasana.
Yeah, Lasana. Yeah.
Lasagna.
I'll pick a lot of layers.
Lasagna diary.
I'm picking England to win the tournament.
Oh, you're having a shocker. If they win. Wow.
Go on.
If they win, the Brexit people will go ballistic. Like, they won because we're leaving the EU.
How do you feel about that on a more serious note?
Absolutely disastrous. Fucking bunch of morons. I'm sorry to say, but that is just so... It's not... If they really genuinely had a reason to leave because of some reason, bigger than, fuck off. I can understand that, but I think most people don't even know what the fuck they're voting at.
Yeah, I think some people voted in protest against...
It was a classic protest.
Against Cameron, because of the austerity, and that's not what it's about.
But listen, Cameron, you don't like Cameron, and Boris will come instead? He's a fucking nutcase. He's a nutcase on par without being as famous as Trump and Putin.
He's
a psychopath. Hmm. I think Trump's a psychopath. Putin's a psychopath.
I think Trump and Putin are psychopaths. I think Boris Johnson's a buffoon. I think he's
a chancer as well.
He's an absolute...
You just think he's
an
idiot. But he must have done something, to get there.
He's in the money, isn't he? He's in the Bullingdon Club. They're all the same. It's all money. It's all the top.
He's born rich, right?
Yeah. It was with university, with Cameron.
Yeah.
When Cameron
fucked the pig as well.
He fucked the pig, yeah. He sliced it up to make ham sandwiches afterwards.
Ew.
What?
Apparently he's very charismatic, genuine, if you actually...
But even the interviews, he's kind of funny and charismatic, but he's a nutcase.
No, I know someone who works for him, who works at the office, the Lord Mayor's office in London.
Very, very exclusive.
Yeah, no, and he said Ken Livingstone was a twat, and Boris Johnson... Surprising, and this lad's really left wing, so you would have thought he would have gone for Red Ken, but apparently Boris Johnson's really, really charismatic. Whenever he enters a room, he says everyone listens to him, and he's without being sort of because he's boss, he genuinely holds people's attention.
But many of those leaders have, even we hate Bush when you're walking here, but he was a very good person when it comes to, talking to people in the room, apparently. Yeah. Really jolly.
Second Bush.
Yeah. And when you look at, Obama has it both, but Obama's one of those. He starts talking, you kind of listen.
Mm.
He has that way of talking. Boris, I think, goes well with the idiots. The idiots like him. He's a bit like Trump that way. He just says stuff that he kind of thinks and whatever. A bit jokey. He gets a direct question. He dodges it all the time. I saw an interview with Boris, and they were asking a bunch of questions. He was just dodging every question.
He'd written two articles about One, you know, for the Telegraph or whoever it is he writes, that he'd written this chap, the journalist interviewing him said, well, you wrote these two articles about one for leave, one for stay.
Yeah.
And he said your article about the stay was far more compelling.
Yeah,
and he was like, oh, I didn't. I was just, and it was.
But now
yeah, completely
you're really backpedaling now.
Yeah,
like we're not going to do this.
No, it wasn't promises. It was a series of possibilities.
Yeah,
I think that's
an amazing
quote.
Did you hear that quote?
Yeah. Oh, what did he say?
The promises that we made weren't promises. They were more a series of possibilities.
I love that.
It's brilliant. Semantically, it's a brilliant thing to say. I mean, he should be.
Is that say that to your kids.
It was Ian Duncan Smith.
Okay, right. It's a rhetorical genius answer, though.
Yeah.
I mean. That's what I said.
Try that on your kids.
He's just great at dodging.
If you come with us now, we'll get you an ice cream. And then when you don't buy them, you just go, no, it was a possibility of an ice
cream. Scotland have been slaughtered as well. So
they're leaving.
You know, so.
You see,
they didn't qualify.
I can understand people voting leave, but it's people that are not. With no education, no jobs. You know, just not knowing.
They've got nothing to live. Well, yeah. When they talk about the markets are going to be affected, then they're like, well, I've got, you know, if you've got nothing, you're not going to be affected by the pound or the, you know, share price.
They're going to change it to Poundland from England to Poundland, I think.
Excellent.
On that political note, me, Bono, Chris Martin, and Bruce Springsteen here would like to say bye-bye. When will we do the next pod? We'll do it after these games anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll have one out before the next round so we know what's going on.
End of the week.
All the best to the teams playing tonight. It would be a fairy tale if Iceland get through. Lars Lagerbäck, who said in a brilliant thing about, with practice penalties, some were good, some were bad.
Yeah.
Wonderfully Swedish. Do take care. Enjoy the sunshine.
Yep. Take care.
Take care.
Just come up with something better than take
all right,
care.
See you then. Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.
See ya!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.